Good morning and welcome back to Inside Washington. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. In mid-August, a federal district court in South Carolina reinstated WOTUS for much of the U.S., including Washington, Oregon, and California. Glenn Vaughan reports.
The ruling caught many in the ag community by surprise since the Trump administration has worked so hard to table the Obama-era rule. Jerome Rosa with the Oregon Cattlemen's Association says the return of WOTUS is dangerous for farmers anytime it rains or when the snow melts in the spring.
Really, this can impact the way you plow your fields. Water puddles can be affected. It's really ridiculous on the amount of scrutiny that this entails.
Rosa says whether you like the ruling or hate it, WOTUS has returned, so ranchers need to know what the law says. He noted a California rancher was recently hammered by WOTUS when he conducted field work.
It had been a field that had been in production previously. So it's really disturbing. We start looking at, you know, what is the definition of a body of water in the United States, and really it's broad, and it could have a tremendous impact if we don't get this turned around.
Rosa says growers with specific questions about WOTUS, what they can do and what they can't do, should contact their local cattlemen's association. I'm Glenn Vaughan reporting.
High-level NAFTA negotiations are set to resume in Washington, where Republicans are warning time is running out for Canada to join the U.S. and Mexico in a trilateral deal. While Canada has signaled it's not in a rush to accept a bad deal, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the two sides aren't yet at a decision point. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Inside Agriculture.